One of the many questions Catholics have about the next pope is how he will address social justice. A quarter of the world's population lives in poverty. In Latin America, there has been a tradition of certain priests and bishops speaking out on social issues. That movement is in decline throughout the hemisphere. Still, there are pockets of Catholics who fiercely believe the church's role is to defend the poor. NPR's John Burnett reports from El Salvador.
As many Salvadorans look toward the next pope, their expectations are shaped by the profound events that happened to their church during the bloody 12-year civil war in this country. On March 24, 1980, the Archbishop of San Salvador, Oscar Arnulfo Romero, was murdered while celebrating Mass. A UN Truth Commission later determined the assassin was sent by a right-wing army colonel for Romero's outspoken denunciation of social injustice and state-sponsored terror. Today, Romero has become something of a folk saint for the popular church in El Salvador and beyond. Every Sunday morning, there's a spirited mass held in his honor in the crypt beneath the Metropolitan Cathedral in San Salvador. Images of the smiling, bespectacled archbishop adorn the pulpit, the cross, and the wall behind the altar. Romero is ever present at these masses. Literally, his remains rest in the green marble tomb in the middle of the crypt. A young priest compares Romero to Jesus. Both were good shepherds, he says, who gave their lives for their flock. Only a few weeks ago, on the 25th anniversary of Romero's death, there was an emotional outpouring here in San Salvador, with masses, marches, and candlelight vigils. The church reaffirmed its campaign to have him canonized by the Vatican. And there was longing. Salvadorans, like architect Gladys Salazar, miss his distinctive voice in the church today. She stopped by his tomb to say a prayer.
There are so many, many social injustices. For a country as poor as ours, it was a harsh blow to the poor when the government dollarized the economy. There is so much unemployment now. We need someone to return and say what Romero was saying. Our current archbishop won't do this.
There is general agreement that after Romero's death, followed by the natural death in 1994 of his successor, another outspoken archbishop, Arturo Rivera y Damas, the church took a sharp turn to the right. The current Archbishop of San Salvador is Monsignor Fernando Sáenz Lacalle, a member of the conservative sect Opus Dei, who emphasizes personal salvation over social themes.
At times, I'm asked why I don't preach like Romero. Our situations were very different. Romero found himself in a civil war between Marxist guerrillas and an army defending the nation. There were kidnappings and murders every day, a terrible disorder. In the middle of this chaos, Romero had to speak.
Oscar Romero was not the only Salvadoran cleric to be killed for speaking out. Miguel Cavada, a theology professor at San Salvador's Central American University, leads the way up a flight of stairs into a sunlit courtyard.
This place is called the Rose Garden. There is the residence of the Jesuit priests who were the directors of this university. On November 16, 1989, in the night, a U.S.-trained Special Forces battalion of the Salvadoran Army entered the university, took the six priests from their rooms, threw them on the ground, and executed them.
The church has murdered priests and the archbishop, once considered radical and dangerous by the rest of the hierarchy, can now be safely embraced, says Miguel Cavada.
The Salvadoran church recognizes Romero as a martyr and a prophet, but it doesn't act like him. They celebrate him, give him tributes and homages, but they don't follow him.
But the people of the barrio revere Oscar Romero. La Chacra is a shantytown on the Cinturón de Miseria, the so-called belt of misery that encircles San Salvador and every other Latin American capital. Maria Vela, a heavy woman in a flowered dress, migrated here from the countryside during the war, which lasted from 1980 to 1992. She sells fruit drinks beside the railroad track for 15 cents apiece. She says she often earns $2 a day. Her family gets help from Mary Mother of the Poor Parish, located in the middle of this teeming barrio. People ask, is liberation theology dead? Referring to the ecclesiastical movement that gained popularity in the early 70s, in which certain clergy endorsed direct efforts, including rebellion, to improve the lot of the poor. The answer here at Mary, Mother of the Poor Parish, is that something powerful is still alive. This politically and socially active church runs a clinic and a community microcredit bank, among its many projects. It organizes parishioners to demonstrate in the streets against issues from gang violence to unemployment.
Hablan del mercado libre, pero no es tan libre, ¿verdad? Mercado amarrado.
That's the parish priest, Padre Daniel Sanchez, a firebrand in a tropical shirt, who's railing against the Central American Free Trade Agreement at a forum he held at the church last weekend. A former Spanish missionary, Padre Daniel says he patterns his ministry after Romero's, that Christ came to free people from social oppression as well as sin.
Los problemas humanos siguen siendo lo mismo.
We live in another era now, but the human problems are the same. It's still necessary to denounce injustice, impunity, corruption, and inequality. All these things Monsignor Romero took on aggressively, and we must also.
Relations between Oscar Romero and John Paul II were chilly, owing to the Pope's concern that radical clerics all over the hemisphere were flirting with Marxism. In Mexico in 1979, the Pope declared, "This concept of Christ as a political figure, a revolutionary, the subversive of Nazareth, does not tally with the Church's teaching." There is little talk of revolutionary change anymore. The wars are over throughout Central America. The guerrillas have come down from the mountains and formed political parties. But there is still a yearning among some of the faithful for church figures like Oscar Romero. And that informs how they see the selection of the next pope. Milagro Leyva is a former leader of a teachers' union and now a lay worker who runs the parish hot meals program for the elderly poor.
I love the Argentine candidate because they say, Puchicas, that's he's with the people, that he was involved in movements. Same thing with the Honduran candidate, who is our neighbor. They say he's a charismatic man.
But does she believe that this conclave of cardinals will elect a progressive pope, a voice for the poor? With God's help, she says with a smile, anything is possible. John Burnett, NPR News, San Salvador.